Welcome to Spiritual Warfare and How the Devil is Collecting Souls. He will infiltrate every area of your life if you let him. Hello, my name is Teresa.
Hello, my name is Kay. We will share how we found success in our everyday spiritual battles.
This week's topic is Satan's lies, lie number two, Kay. You have committed sins that God won't forgive. Scripture tells us that God is faithful and true. When you confess your sin, God forgives you because the payment for sin was made by the blood of His only Son, Jesus. Stand firm in the truth of God's word. We have to remember to stand firm. He forgives us.
Truth, you are forgiven. We confess our sins. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's from 1 John 1:9. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. And that is from Colossians 1:13-14.
So, Kay, do you have something to share with us? It's hard to believe that God forgives us continuously, especially if we do the same sin over and over and over. But Kay, He knows our hearts. He knows how troubled we are, how sorry we are. And sometimes addictions are hard to break. And it's hard to fathom that He's going to forgive us 20 times in 1 week, especially if it's for the same sin. But He knows our hearts, Kay. He knows we love Him. He knows we have a heart for Him. But we struggle sometimes with something that's very hard to break.
I agree with that, Teresa. I do. And I know that my prayer, almost on a daily basis, is it will not be in my own strength that I overcome these obstacles that seem to come to me and overwhelm me and tempt me, and I fall into it again and again and again and again. My prayer is that as time goes by, the conviction comes quicker. I'm repentant quicker. I'm on my knees quicker. And I receive His forgiveness quicker. I know there's been times that I wasn't always quick to repent. But I believe as I've become closer in my walk with Him, that the conviction comes pretty quickly. That I know when I've done wrong, and I'm not as apt to run to it.
Or hold on to it. Because you know God loves you. And as soon as you ask for forgiveness, you're forgiven. But you're right. Sometimes I hold onto my sin and I won't forgive myself, so I don't think He's forgiven me, even though He tells us continuously, you're forgiven if you ask.
I think that one thing that I battle with is perfectionism, and I may have spoken about this a little bit once before. I am not perfect, and I am not going to be perfect on this side of heaven. And I am going to make mistakes, and I am going to sin. And it's going to be one glorious day, my friend Teresa, when we get to heaven and we don't have to deal with that anymore. But on this side of heaven, we are going to deal with sin. And we're not going to be spotless. He is the spotless lamb. We are not the spotless lamb. But someday, the Lamb of God is going to call us home, and we're going to be spotless.
That'll be a great day. I know, like I said, I smoked for 40 years. I was embarrassed of it. But I got to where the addiction was so great, I didn't ask for forgiveness anymore. I just continuously smoked. I kept mouthwash in my car. And I would be holding the cigarette out the window like this, so the smoke wouldn't come back in and it wouldn't be in my hair and my clothes and all this good stuff. And I'm thinking, what the heck? This is miserable that this addiction has me this bad. I really did want to quit, but I was even a chain smoker. And I remember going to have a test done. And I worked at the hospital. And he said, Teresa, come back here. I want you to look at this. He called me behind the desk. He said, look at your test results. He said, now, this is what this means. He said, see this? You're on a fence and you are teetering back and forth. He said, if you go this way, you have emphysema. It's incurable and you're going to die. And you're going to have breathing problems. He said, you have a slight chance of correcting this, even though you've smoked that long. He said, it's your choice right now. It's your choice. You're going to teeter this way. You're going to teeter that way. And he told me, COPD, you're not coming back from this stuff. It's your choice. And I'm thinking, dang, he's giving it to me pretty good. But he showed me the evidence too. I said, okay. I go to the car, I get in, I light up a cigarette. Didn't taste good. And I took the medicine Chantix before and quit for like 9 months. And I thought, okay, I've got to get back on that medicine. And it's, you have the craziest dreams ever on this stuff. I only stayed on it for 2 days. That was it. The cigarettes were laid down, done. I'm begging God, thank you for bringing this to my attention before it's too late. I had the choice. I have now not smoked a cigarette in almost 8 years.
Praise God. Do you think that he was working on you? And I'm just going to speak from my own experience. Holding the cigarette out the window so far so that you don't smell like smoke. Okay. So there was something already going on within us just to be acting in such a
manner. Oh, yeah.
Like that, and to have mouthwash to rinse out our mouth, or air freshener to spray the air, or
body spray,
or standing out in the freezing cold because won't smoke in your house, and if anybody comes over, you know, oh my gosh, you know, just think about how heavy all that was for us to carry around, right?
It was miserable. You couldn't enjoy so many things because of it.
But see, Satan was just having a heyday with us over that. He really was. But then God was still pushing on us because we were still trying to. We had something going on in us because we knew that it wasn't right.
True.
Okay. We weren't hiding it from him. We might have been hiding it from everybody else. Mm-hmm. And praise God that he brought us to deliverance.
Oh, yeah.
From these things. And I'm just going to testify that it is possible. It is possible. Sometimes it takes a lot of pain. Sometimes God takes us down. Let's just go down. Just like that, Teresa, seeing that test and thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. What a blessing that doctor took the time. He cared enough. God put that doctor in that place at that point to care enough about you to show you that, Teresa.
Yeah, it scared me when I heard COPD and emphysema. You're done. Eventually, you're going to be carrying around a tank to breathe. These addictions, please have your friends help you in any way that they can. Prayer is a mighty thing, but getting help is also a good thing, and do not be embarrassed, especially if you hate what you're doing, but yet you can't stop. I understand it. I do. Or it's just like cursing or being mad in traffic. I have issues. I truly do. I'm getting better at that. That's a story I'll tell at another time. You can get help for that. Or turn it around. And if somebody pulls out in front of you, pray for them. God put him there. That's what I had to do. I had to change my whole way of thinking when people came to an abrupt stop in front of me. If going 50 miles an hour and they pull out and they're going 10 miles an hour. What are you doing? Beeping the horn. No. God needs you to pray for that person. So there's different ways we can handle things. But is there anything else that you need to say, Kay?
Be on your knees. Bring it before God. He hears you.
Yes. Yep. He does. But I can't stress enough how my friends praying for me really gave me strength as well. Wow, I don't know what I would have done without all my friends. And God gave us so many friends, didn't he, Kay?
Yeah, yes, he has.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We're not to carry our burdens ourselves because they're too heavy.
They're too heavy. They're hard. It's hard.
Yeah. So God encourages us in his word to help each other to carry the heaviness, to help each other carry the burdens, to help each other to pray, to help each other walk. One cord alone will fall. Two cords make it stronger. Three cords cannot be broken.
There you go. There you go. We will finish on that note. And Kay, next week we're going to talk about lie number three. You're worthless and you don't really matter to anyone. My name is Teresa.
My name's Kay.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.